For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing well. We are thinking about you. We have gotten your emails. We've gotten your text messages. And we see you on Facebook and other social media. And we are receiving your notes. We are praying for you. We are standing with you. And I know you are standing with us. God bless you. We genuinely think about each and every one of you as you're writing in. But we're talking all week on trusting God. And what is trust, my brethren? You can choose to trust, or you can just choose not to. And I find it's very easy when someone says, trust God, just trust God. Well, that's great to say that. But it's really until you get a piercing revelation on your own from God that you really will enter the rest of God, R-E-S-T, and begin to trust. That takes spending time alone with him, doesn't it? That takes a strong seeking him. That takes a genuine, God, I need some help. My eyes have to be fixed on you, and I just need you to help me to do that. And he will. But I'm breaking down Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for right now. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Leaning not. Very important. Don't lean to your own understanding. It can mess with your head, man. Don't do that. This has been an area I have had to face, and finally, I can recognize when, you know what, that's just coming from me, or that's just coming from a lie from the TV screen, or what does God say? I have finally trained myself. My inner man is strengthened by God to say, hey, check that. Don't just lean on your own understanding. If I acknowledge God in everything I'm doing, he'll direct my steps. I remember studying one time, and that literally also means in the Hebrew, he'll straighten up your crooked steps. He'll direct them. He'll make the crooked places straight. Isaiah will tell you that as well. Trust has certain characteristics. It won't get upset because you've entered the rest of God. It won't get confused because it's not leaning on its own understanding. And it does not have carnal or fleshly reasoning because it's letting God be God. What a great place to get to. Well, you can. You can. How about going to God's word and seeing what he says? How about recognizing, man, Romans 8:31, if God be for me, and he is, all that other stuff, it can't come against me. Oh, it'll try. But God wins. I win. All right? Maybe you need to just pause. Stop trying to figure out why. And well, then why not? Let God figure that out for you. And as you're being quiet, excuse me, before him, entering his R-E-S-T, he can finally speak to you and tell you the whys and perhaps the why nots. But even if you don't get those answers, you're getting so close to God that you're trusting him that it is well with your soul. You just trust. He's God, you're not, and he's got it figured out, right? Don't lean on your own understanding. Let God be God. This is starting to build trust. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.